英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon。
今天带给大家一个发生在街头的故事。我们说街头呢，其实就是最真实的人间啊，每天呢都在上演着各种世间的人情冷暖。
Yeah, we all seen them, especially here in the streets. We, like, I often see them on, like, in Wudaoko or near Yonghekong. They're beggars. They're very unfortunate. In life, they...We're not so lucky as other people or didn't have as many chances as other people.
今天这个故事就是关于在街头发生的啊一件事情。一位呢衣衫褴褛的乞丐叫做 Old Jack.
Yeah.
老杰克在寒冷的冬天呢是一如既往的独守在街角。却非常粗暴地拒绝了一位女士啊想带给她吃碗暖食的这个好心。但是呢在警察的劝说和帮助之下，他终于接受了邀请，走进了餐馆，但是没想到等待着他的却是不可思议的命运的安排。
Yeah, today's story is about a beggar called Old Jack. Like, they call him Old Jack because everyone knows him and he's over there on the streets for like 10 years or something. So that day it is very, very coldAnd then a very wealthy lady passes him. And coincidentally, she recognizes him.
A story about an unfortunate man who was begging for money on the streets to survive. One cold day, a friendly lady helped him in the street in the best possible way. She treated him a meal and a warm drink. When the lady finally explains her reasons for helping him,
The moral of this story becomes clear. The moral of this story, you must always help someone in need. Especially, like, without any personal benefits. And don't have any prejudice to people who are less fortunate than you.
这个故事是关于昨天的我和今天的你，你永远不知道下一个帮助你的人是谁。好 ,a beggar and lady, 杰克乞丐老杰克与艾迪女士的故事，就是今天呢我们的美文课堂当中要和大家一起来分享的。好，一起来进入到今天故事的第一段，请大家打开今天的学习文本，我们一起听起来。
A beggar and a lady. As a woman walked down the street,One day, on a cold day in February, she spotted a beggar. The man looked dirty, old, unshaven, and didn't even wear a proper coat. Every passerby looked at him with contempt, not like they had anything against him, but merely because of who he was, a filthy beggar. Sir, are you all right? The lady asked him. The old beggar thought thatThis well-dressed, obviously wealthy lady was mocking him. Leave me alone, he growled. She did not move. Are you hungry? She asked him with a gentle smile. No, I've just had lunch with the president. The beggar replied sarcastically. Her smile did not fade, and she tried to pick him up. What do you think you are doing, woman? The beggar cried.Is there a problem, ma'am? A passing policeman asked. Not at all, officer. I'm just trying to get this man on his feet, the woman replied. Surprised? The policeman said, That's old Jack. He has been here for years. What have you got to do with him?
I'm taking him to the cafeteria to get warm and eat something, the woman answered.
Angry, the old beggar now shouted, Are you crazy? I don't want to go in there. But then, he felt strong hands lifting him up.
Let me go, officer. I didn't do anything.
Don't blow this good chance to feed yourself, Jack, the officer advised. Together, they dragged Jack into the cafeteria.
好，这是第一段啊，故事的大概情景和框架呢已经有了，包括在什么时间什么地方发生了什么样的事情。当然我们一起呢一起来学习，这里面还有很多的有趣的新单词。
As a woman walked down the streets one day, on a cold day in February, she spotted a beggar.
一位女士 as a woman, 啊就是当啊当一位女士呢 walk down the street, 在沿着街头行走的时候呢 one day on a cold day in February, 时间是在什么时候啊正冷啊、
yeah.
正冷二月的时候。
It's a very cold day in February. Like, I like the opening of this story a lot because it's pictures exactly like the conditions in which the beggar lives.
嗯，北风那个吹，哎
，Yeah，
这样的一个二月的一个寒冷的日子里，一位女士呢走在街上，就发现了一位乞丐。She spotted a beggar. 哦，在这里这个动词 spot 用得非常的好。Spot 就是哎，突然间一眼瞄过去。
Yeah， to notice something or someone suddenly.
对就是说突然间发现啊 spot 就是那种感觉 notice someone or something 就是 spot 发现了定位了定点了发现一个 beggar 啊 beggar 这个单词大家一定要知道 beggar
yeah
那它的动词形式呢 verb 就是
yeah it's like to beg that's the verb that like beggars do beggars beg that means they ask for money they are lying on the street or they walk around and they ask people hey can you please spare some money or、yeah. like do you have some coins for me
嗯，那这个乞丐他的外形是什么样子呢 the man looked dirty 哎呀这个看上去真的挺脏脏的
old
还老
unshaven
shave刮胡子 unshaven 胡子都没刮啊，整个满脸这个胡子拉碴的
yeah very, maybe he had a very long beard even and didn't even wear a proper coat
甚至都没有穿一件合适的合身的衣服 proper 合适的得体的
yeah in this weather a proper coat is probably such a very thick coat you have here like also those baoku or nuanku or something
baonanku
yeah that one that is very proper to wear here in Beijing when it's so cold
也不适宜这个季节、啊
yeah.
穿的衣服呢也不得体、啊、大家能够想象一下这些无家可归的人可能生活呢是不能得到什么保障的 didn't even wear a proper coat 这是他的一个给人的第一印象
Every passerby looked at him with contempt.
好，这里我们说过路人、路人、行人，有一个单词叫做 passerby, passerby, passby 就是经过 passer 经过的人、路人。
对、yeah. ，
连接在一起就是
passerby. They looked at him with contempt.
这也是一个新单词，对大家来说 ，contempt, contempt.这个单词就是蔑视啊，怎么说呢
？Yeah, if you are looking at someone or something with contempt, you feel that this person is not important or like deserves no respect at all because you just dislike the person for、
yes.
some reason.
If you are looking at someone or something with contempt, you feel and you believe that this person or thing is unimportant and deserve no respect.瞧不起蔑视就是 contempt 这个单词、啊、路人呐、啊，每个经过他的路人呐、啊，都会向他投去那种蔑视的目光
not like they had anything against him but merely because of who he was a filthy beggar
倒不是因为 not like 倒不是因为 they had anything against him had something against somebody 的意思就是对某人有一种反感
Yeah, that you, like, if you think of a certain type of people, like, they have a certain profession, and then you think, yeah, I don't like these people, like, I have something against them.
哎，不是说他做了什么让你觉得不舒服，仅仅就是因为 merely because, only because.
Yeah, only, nothing else. Because of who he was, a filthy beggar.
就是因为他的身份。啊、他是谁这样的一个身份呢让大家觉得很蔑视、啊、很看不起就是因为他是一个 filthy 肮脏的不洁的
yeah, dirty very dirty beggar I mean that is pretty like normal as well here right I mean nobody really likes to see beggars on the street. Like, you have two kinds of people. People who really look at them with contempt, or people who are like, oh my god, I gotta give them some money. Or, the third one, of course, people who pretend not to see them.
Filthy, 这个单词大家记住它的同义词就好办了。Dirty, 最简单啊，它的高阶版就是 filthy, 肮脏的不洁的。Beggar, 就是因为他的身份，一个肮脏的乞丐。
Sir, are you alright? The lady asked him.
这个时候呢，身边来了一位女士。一开始是她说的话 ,Sir, 先生。Are you alright? 您还好吧 ?The lady asked him.
The old beggar thought that this well-dressed, obviously wealthy lady was mocking him.
可是呢，这位老乞丐啊，却觉得这位女士呢，上来问候他，肯定是不怀好意。The old beggar thought that this well-dressed, 什么意思？穿得很好的。
Yeah, someone who is well-dressed wears clothes that are like very suitable to him or her, like that are very stylish or fashionable.
衣着讲究的 ,obviously, 很明显 ,wealthy, 很有钱的女士呢此时此刻正在 mocking him.
Yeah, making jokes about him, like, why do you have to make fun of me like that? That's what he thinks.
就是啊嘲笑嘲弄他。
Leave me alone!
他非常大声的非常就是粗暴的喊了一句说你离我远点 Leave me alone, alone.
He growled.
Growled 是咆哮的意思这个单词、
yeah.
通常是什么老虎狮子 growl.
Yeah, usually animals growl, but humans can also growl if they're like...angry and make a very low rough sound when they're upset. I cannot do it myself. It's really like leave me alone or something. Like it's difficult for a girl, I think.
A low rough sound, usually in anger.
Yeah.
If an animal growls, for example, it makes a frightening or unfriendly low voice.
Yeah.
低声的怒吼到说离我远点。
She did not move.
但是那位女士呢动都没动依然站在那里。
Are you hungry? She asked with a gentle smile.
您饿了吗？这个时候她反而很关切地问道说啊，同时脸上呢还带着一种 gentle smile, 和蔼的微笑。
No, I've just had lunch with the president.
我不饿，我刚刚才跟总统吃过午餐了。乞丐说道。
The beggar replied sarcastically.
好，乞丐是一种什么样的一种回应的方式呢它是一种 sarcastically 讽刺的啊，极具讽刺的口吻回答道他说我刚才跟总统吃过午餐了啊，现在不需要你来给我来问候我饿不饿
Her smile did not fade and she tried to pick him up
哎，这个时候呢你看一般的人要是乞丐还这么凶神恶煞的、
yeah.
早就走开了
Yeah, like if a beggar would do that to me I think I would walk away too
瞧可是这位女士 her smile didn't fade fade 是某种消散褪去的意思
yeah to gradually disappear like to slowly becomes less or like disappear
if something fades it gradually becomes less clear or noticeable until it finally disappears
yeah
渐渐的褪去可是她的笑容却并没有褪去啊，依旧保持着然后呢还试着要把她 pick him up 这里 pick up 是把某人怎么样扶起来的意思
What do you think you are doing, woman?
你看这个老乞丐还是非常的生气啊！你到底要做什么啊？你以为你在做什么What do you think you are doing, woman? The beggar cried. 此时此刻他的声音从 growl 变成了 cry.
Yeah, people don't only cry when they're sad. When, like, in a case like this, this word cried means to shout out something real loud. Like, usually when people are upset or angry about something, they cry. They let out a cry of anger.
你看我们平时就不知道 cry 这个单词啊其实不仅仅是用于形容某个人哭你看只有在具体的故事情景中你才能知道 cry 原来有什么意思有那种 when they are angry when people are angry、
yeah.
生气的时候也可以用 cry 这个单词、
yeah.
to cry means to shout something大 大喊着，大叫着。
Yeah, and it's usually only used in written things. Like, if you say to someone, oh, I cried so much yesterday, that person will think, okay, you cried a lot. You were very sad and you felt miserable. I'm sorry for you. That person will not think, oh, yesterday you were so angry. You shouted a lot. No, even though you mean that.
明白了啊，这个 cry 其实是有两种意思的。你看这个时候乞丐还大声喊叫道，说你到底要做什么？
Is there a problem, ma'am? A passing policeman asked.
这个时候呢，有什么呀？有警官介入了。好，警官上来以非常专业和职业的口吻说，有什么问题吗，夫人？Is there a problem, ma'am?
Yeah, ma'am is derived from the noun.Madam.
大家注意这个单词的拼写是 M-A 一撇儿 A-M.
This word is used when people talk to women who they really respect a lot, such as like teachers or high doctors or something.
其实这个词 Madam, 我们都说 Sir, Madam, 这个词在口语中现在都念成 Ma'am.
Yeah, Ma'am.
而且就是在公共场合称呼女士陌生的女士的时候都可以用 Ma'am 这个单词、啊、夫人或者说女士有什么问题吗 A passing policeman asked 一位过路的警察警官就询问道说
Not at all, officer
一点问题都没有警官
I'm just trying to get this man on his feet
我只是在帮助着 Trying to get this man on his feet这个短语大家猜一猜什么意思 Get someone on one's feet Feet 是脚 F-E-E-T
Yeah, it means to make someone stand up and walk Because that person was first sitting And like he should walk That's why you try to get that person on his or her feet
这个短语挺表面意思的就是说 Make someone able to stand up and walk
Yeah,
from a sitting position让某人从坐着的姿势呢成为站着的姿势让某人站起来
The woman replied
女士回答说
Surprised, the policeman said That's old Jack He has been here for years What have you got to do with him?
警察是非常惊讶的这个时候他就说诶这不是老杰克吗、哦、他在这里啊已经好多年了你 What have you got to do with him?Have something to do with somebody 这也是一个固定的短语搭配它的意思就是和什么有关系
Yeah, to have a certain relationship or effect on someone
就这意思 Certain relationship or
effect I'm taking him to the cafeteria to get warm and eat something The woman answered
女士回答道说我现在呢只是要把他带到这个 cafeteria、
yeah.
自助餐厅
Yeah, it's like a pretty cheap restaurant like you probably have on your campus where you eat your lunch or maybe even breakfast there you get food pretty cheap and you have to take it yourself from the counter to a table
对这也是大学里的食堂、
yeah.
工作单位的食堂都可以叫做 cafeteria 他要是不在这种单位里的话他就能理解是那种很 informal、
yeah.
cheap restaurants where you take food from the counter to the table you yourself 直接把食物从这个柜台带到自己餐桌前的这种自助的餐厅我只是想把它带去自助餐厅然后 get warm 让它暖和一下吃点东西 eat something the woman answered
angry the old beggar now shouted are you crazy I don't want to go in there
你看这个老乞丐还挺顽固的、
yeah.
还挺固执的、啊、非常的固执此时此刻他都生气了 angry the old beggar now shouted刚才是 growled
Yeah.
cried 这下完全是高声的大吼起来说
Yeah, that is like more severe even than growled or cried like if you shout that is like even more with a louder voice and in a more angry way than growl or cry
大声的喊道说你疯了吗 Are you crazy? I don't want to go in there 我才不想进去那些地方呢
But thenHe felt strong hands lifting him up.
但是他感觉到了一双强有力的双手把他整个人都提了起来叫 lifting him up.
Let me go, officer. I didn't do anything.
他还在抗议着说，放我走，放开我，警官，我什么都没有做。
Don't blow this good chance to feed yourself, Jack, the officer advised.
我们觉得这个警察真的是，无论是在小说当中还是在电影里都非常的酷、
yeah.
非常的霸气。不要 blow this good chance to feed yourself, Jack. 大家看一下这个 blow one's chance, 虽然你没学过，但是你要猜呀、猜不要什么这个机会，这个什么机会呢，来喂饱你自己的机会。所以我们能猜到 blow 在这里就是浪费的意思。
Yeah, to blow a good chance means to lose an opportunity to do something that is very good for you. And yeah, you lose it by doing something wrong or saying something wrong or making a bad decision.
Lose a good chance to get one, to get some benefit out of something.Because you make a wrong decision. 千万不要因为自己做了一些错误的决定而失去一个好机会。
You can kind of remember this, word's meaning by, like, remembering that to blow something means to make something explode.
对, blow 就是让什么样的事情炸掉吧。
Together, they drag Jack into the cafeteria.
所以警察这个时候在劝他们说，哎，杰克，你别错过这样的一个让自己饱餐一顿的机会，好不好？人家女士也是好心好意的。随后呢，两个人就一起 drag Jack into the cafeteria. 警察与女士合力把杰克拖进了自助餐厅。
Yeah, to drag, it means to pull someone along to another place than where he or she is right now. And like, you really have to use your strength and it's going with a lot of difficulty because that person obviously doesn't want to go to that place.
这是一个很有 self-respect, 很有自尊心的这样的一位乞丐。
Yeah.
也许呢是因为街头里的生活，街头上的生活，很多人捉弄过他， mocking him.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people make jokes with them and it's also not safe. Like a lot of bad things happen to them as well.
我们在新闻里经常看到什么街头的流浪汉啊，被什么醉、
yeah.
喝醉的人什么暴打身亡啊、
yeah.
之类的。
Yeah, so I think this beggar is just also pretty scared.
他非常害怕，同时他也不愿意相信陌生人、
yeah.
他觉得别人不过就是拿他当个笑话罢了。好，没想到呢，这位女士坚决要他这个进屋用餐，这是为什么呢？好，情节继续往下发展。
What's going on here? People like him are bad for business. We won't serve him anything here, the manager of the cafeteria said angrily. Now you know why I didn't want to come in here, woman, Jack said to the lady. Now let me goSmiling, the woman turned to the cafeteria manager and said, Sir, I reckon you know Eddie and the Associates, the banking firm down the street? Of course I do. They hold their weekly business lunches here, the manager retorted. I am the CEO of the company, the woman replied. Oh, the manager stuttered and had nothing else left to say.Would you like a cup of coffee or a meal, officer? She asked. No thanks, ma'am, the officer replied. I'm on duty. The lady, however, insisted that he'd at least get a cup of coffee to go, which the manager brought to all three of them almost instantly. You just taught him a good lesson in hospitality, said the officer. Oh, that was not really what I intended.She stared at Jack and said, Jack, do you remember me? Well, you do look familiar, Jack said while examining her face.
我们的这位朗读老师也是越来越入戏了，哈哈哈，给我们大家带来的这段朗读也是越来越精彩了。好，接下来情景继续往下发展。
What's going on here? People like him are bad for business. We won't serve him anything here.
哎呦，这一大段话是谁说的呀？刚一进门啊，这个自助餐厅的经理就愤怒了。
Yeah, the manager of the cafeteria said angrily,
What's going on here? 哎，发生了什么事情啊？ People like him, 像他这样的人 are bad for business, 是有损我们做生意的，一般的都不会欢迎这样的人到自己的餐厅来吃饭。
Yeah, if someone is like bad bad for business. This person causes that the business cannot earn as much money as they want to. Like, you can imagine, like, if a place has some beggars inside or, like, some dirty people, such as a restaurant, like, you know, then are you still, like, happy to go into that restaurant? And do you really want to sit between beggars?
不是有很多的那个真人秀嘛，就是让这个 beggar 坐在餐厅里的。
Yeah.
大部分的人都是很不乐意的。
Yeah.
你赶紧把他赶出去，我不想跟这样的人在一个屋里吃饭。所以餐厅经理也是非常的愤怒。We won't serve him anything here. 我们什么也不会给他提供的。
Now you know why I didn't want to come in here, woman. Jack said to the lady. Now let me go.
老乞丐是知道自己要是到这种地方来肯定会受到羞辱的。所以他现在振振有词的就说 Now you know why I didn't want to come in here, woman. 现在你知道我为什么不想进来了吧，女士。Jack said to the lady, Now, let me go. 现在就放我走吧。我该在哪儿待着，在哪儿待着。
Smiling, the woman turned to the cafeteria manager and said, Sir, I reckon you know Eddie and Associates, the banking firm down the street.
女士是全程微笑啊 ,smiling, 微笑着。The woman turned to 就是转身转向谁转向这位 cafeteria manager 转向餐厅的经理这个时候他就说 Sir
I reckon you know Eddie and Associates
大家注意这个 reckon 这个单词还用在口语里啊真的不多见
Yeah, I believeLike you say I reckon when you want to say I believe that like and you know that it's true.
对 reckon 的意思大家听好了哈 means to believe that something is true. 就是我猜测我相信我相信您一定听说过 Eddie and Associates 这个公司的名字吧 The banking firm 是这样的一个 banking firm down the street 就是街头的那一家 Eddie and Associates the banking firm 哇这位女士说 reckon 这个单词就听得出来她是受过高等教育的这种用词那我们来看看它是什么公司的呢
It's a banking firm that is like a bank company that provides a lot of financial services to people other than justgoing there, have a bank card, and you can put money on the bank, etc. No, they also provide advice or like research, and they do research to credits or commodities, etc. You can compare it a little bit with ICBC Bank or Bank of Beijing. They have a lot of international corporations, and they do things with assets, I guess. So, like that,But differs them from, for example, the China Merchant Bank.
有些像 regular bank,、
yeah.
普通的银行但是呢他们会更加专业在 specialized in providing advisory financing services as well as sales, marketing, making, researches on many financial products such as credits, commodities, etc.
Yeah.
所以我们可以理解为银行公司这种业务哇你看我猜测您是知道哈街边的那一家 Eddie and Associates 的知道吧
Of course I do They hold their weekly business lunches here
经理马上回答说诶我当然知道啊他们每周呢都会在我们这里办他们的商业午餐 Business lunches here 看来是老客户了
Yeah It's like a lunch where all theYeah, employees of a certain company come together and have lunch, and during the lunch, they discuss a lot of work-related things.
对 the manager retorted. 诶这个单词好 ,R-E-T-O-R-T-E-D.
Yeah, to retort means to reply immediately in a very angry way to something that someone has said.
马上的回复而且是用一种 angry way 回复、yeah. 那就是什么呀反驳。啊、经理就反驳到 retort 反驳
I am the CEO of the company the woman replied
女士这个时候回答到说我就是那家银行的 CEO CEO 大家知道是什么的缩写吧
Chief Executive Officer
对了 CEO 好主要是 the most senior manager in a company
Yeah, someone, usually someone who made the company, who built the company, who started the company. That's the CEO.
一说我就是你们老客户啊的 CEO。这个时候经理马上态度180度大转弯。Oh,
the manager stuttered.
Stutter, 就是一个人已经变得有些什么结巴了。Stutter.
Yeah, when you're very embarrassed about something, then you stutter. And you're like, oh, didn't know that.
不好意思。
And had nothing else left to say.
结结巴巴地回应到此时此刻呢也 nothing left to say. 好像也哑口无言不知道该说些什么了。
Yeah, if someone has nothing else left to say, this person has said everything he or she wanted to, and like now he or she doesn't know what to say anymore, because he or she is very ashamed.
做生意的人最忌讳是得罪自己的客户了。
Yeah.
啊，因为客户就是上帝嘛，所以这个时候经理觉得自己可能说错话了。
Would you like a cup of coffee or a meal, officer? She asked.
这位女士非常有教养，此刻呢，她问到的是帮忙的那位警官。Would you like a cup of coffee or a meal, officer?您想要一杯咖啡呢还是想要吃点什么的吗警官好这位女士就问道
No thanks ma'am The officer replied
警官呢还是一如既往的非常的敬业非常的职业说啊，不需要了谢谢女士 I'm on duty 我正在执勤
Yeah, if someone is on duty, this person is working or just doing his job
Yeah, on duty 的意思呢就是正在执行任务啊，什么人正在履行职责 on duty 正在值班都可以这么说
The lady however insisted that he'd at least get a cup of coffee to go which the manager brought to all three of them almost instantly
好这个时候经理的态度也是大转弯了哈 however instead that he instead 就是与什么什么就是 the lady, however, insisted, 就是那种坚持。这女士呢还是非要坚持啊 ,insist 后面就可以接一个从句了。坚持 he'd, at least, he would, at least, 至少呢也怎么着喝杯咖啡再走吧。
Yeah.
Get a cup of coffee to go.
Yeah, if you get something to go in like a restaurant, you get something that you can take away from the restaurant or cafe, so you can drink it at home or eat it at home or somewhere else on the street.
其实 to go 的意思就是那种什么呢？就是打包带走。
Yeah.
打包带走的意思，说您至少啊，打包杯咖啡走吧，好歹也帮了忙的。然后这个 manager
brought to all three of them almost instantly、
哎、这个反差就在最后那个副词上面 instantly 就是一秒
yeah,
立即
super fast
超级快这位经理就瞬间就为他们三个人一人上了一杯咖啡
You just taught him a good lesson in hospitality said the officer
这个警察还挺会评论的、
yeah.
对不对警察就全程在旁边看全程在旁边评论这个时候他就说哎呀您刚刚是教给了他一堂课一堂什么样的课呢 in hospitality 热情好客提供周到的服务这个叫做 hospitality
Yeah, hospitality is very friendly and generous behavior towards visitors and guests to make them feel welcome and served like usually especially in America, it's very needed that the staff is very shows a lot of hospitality, because otherwise people are not willing to buy anything there.
对，这个通常是用于服务业的一个单词。
Yeah.
用在这里呢，什么叫做she taught the cafeteria manager a good lesson in hospitality, which means she told the cafeteria manager 不直接的 indirectly.
Yeah.
How he should behave to all of his clients in the future. That he should not only be kind to wealthy people. 为什么教你周到的服务？就是告诉你说，对你所有的客人都要一视同仁，不要什么什么看人低，什么眼看人低。
Yeah, customer is king.
啊，好。
Oh, that was not really what I intended.
女士却说，哎，这个呢，就是教他上课这事儿呢，其实也不是我真正 intended 想要做的事情 intended 我的意图
She stared at Jack and said, Jack, do you remember me?
戏剧化的事情出现了。这个时候他盯着这位老杰克就问他说 Jack, 你还记得我吗？听到这里有一种发生了什么？
Well, you do look familiar, Jack said while examining her face.
Look familiar. 哎，您看上去还是有些眼熟啊，好像 familiar.
Yeah, if someone looks familiar, this person has a particular appearance that you easily recognize, that you are like the, you know that appearance of someone.
至少他是不陌生的 not a stranger.
Yeah, not a stranger.
似曾相识的、yeah. 那种感觉啊，好像看着有点眼熟。一般如果有人问你说还记得我吗，你可能马上说、yeah. 哦，有点眼熟，有点眼熟。
Yeah, for example, your classmates, like in China, the classes are super big, right? I mean, then you cannot possibly knowall your classmates. Well, you are able to be familiar with them because they look familiar to you. You know that you've seen them somewhere.
Jack said while examining her face. Examining.
That means to check out, to do a little bit like to think of, to explore, to look at something and to try to define what it is.
审视、yeah. 哎，就仔细的打量，仔细的审视，这个人到底是谁呢？在哪儿见过的呢？第三段。
Do you remember a cold and hungry girl who once visited this place when you worked here? She has perhaps...grown old, hasn't she? Jack nodded. He was speechless.
I was just a graduate, unemployed, and lost my apartment, for I couldn't afford the rent anymore. I wandered on these streets looking for work for days. It was cold. One day I walked in this cafeteria, hoping to find something eatable that my meager budget would allow. When you saw me...You offered me the biggest roast beef sandwich ever, and a good cup of coffee. You did not charge me anything. So you started your own business?
Old Jack mumbled after a long silence.
Yes, I got a job that very afternoon. I worked my way up and started my own business.
She gave him a business card and said...Please go to the HR manager of my company. I'll make sure my company has a vacancy for someone just like you. Fighting back his tears, Jack asked,
How can I ever repay your kindness?
You don't have to, she said. While leaving, she said, Thank you for all your help, officer.
On the contrary, Miss Eddie, thank you. Also for the coffee.
I forgot to ask you whether you used cream or sugar.
That's black. I'm so sorry, she said, frowning.
Please don't be. I do use more sugar than what is good for me, but this black coffee tastes as sweet as sugar, he replied.
好，原来是有故事的，都是有故事的人。
Do you remember a cold and hungry girl?Who once visited this place when you worked here? She has, perhaps, grown old, hasn't she?
啊，您是否还记得？有一位饥寒交迫，英文中叫 cold and hungry, 又冷又饿，饥寒交迫。A cold and hungry girl who once visited this place, 曾经来过这个地方。When you worked here,当您以前在这里工作的时候，曾经来过一个饥寒交迫的女孩，您还记得吗？She has, 她已经 perhaps grown old, 已经年长了，或者是变老了 ,hasn't she? 啊，她反问了一句，其实她在说谁呀？
She now reveals herself, she reveals who she is. She says, she tells him, I was a girl.
Jack nodded.
Jack said, like, if you nod, you kind of, like, you bow your head in front of you to, like, to show that you say yes.
其实他也有点糊涂。
Yeah, he is also, like, very confused. Like, what is going on here?
而且他还要必须在记忆当中去搜寻那个，以前工作的时候是不是来过一个饥寒交迫的女孩啊？什么样的一个顾客呀？啊，一边就似是而非的点着头，也很恍惚啊。
He was speechless.
Speechless, 无话可说，也什么都没说。
I was just graduated, unemployed, and lost my apartment, for I couldn't afford the rent anymore.
那个时候，我，你看，这就证明了，当时他曾经遇见过那个女孩，就是这位女士本人。
Yeah.
I was just graduated. 那会儿呢，我刚刚失业，我刚刚毕业，就 unemployed, 失业了。And lost my apartment. 怎么着？还丢了自己的公寓。
Yeah.
付不起房租啊。
She couldn't afford the rent anymore.
Afford, 负担得起，负担得起 afford the rent anymore. 负担不起房租，无家可归。
I wandered on the streets looking for work for days.
Wander, 新单词。
Yeah, if you wander, it means that you travel from place to place, usually on foot, and like when you don't really have a clear direction of where to go, or no idea of where you're going.
就是那种漫游啊，没有目的的游荡。Wander on the streets. 我就在这样一些附近的街道上啊，游荡了好几天啊， looking for work for days.一直在找工作呀，找工作呀。
It was cold.
天气非常的寒冷。
One day, I walked in this cafeteria, hoping to find something eatable that my meager budget would allow.
而有一天呢，我就走进了这间 cafeteria, 带着这样的一种希望， hoping to find something eatable.Something eatable, 就是一些什么能吃的东西。
Yeah, just anything that is, like, that is able to eat, she would eat that because she was so hungry.
那大冬天的饿呀，是不是？
Yeah.
饿呀，又冷又饿呀，好几天都没怎么吃东西了。而且是什么样的吃的东西呢？ My meager budget.啊，我的那些微薄的预算能够 allow, 能够负担得起的。
Yeah, a meager budget is a budget that is smaller or just a lot less than what someone needs or what someone wants.
哎，这就是我们的新短语啊。A budget is money.
Yeah, it's the amount of money that someone has to buy things or to pay for things.
而 meager 的意思呢，就是 smaller or less than needed、
yeah.
or desired by someone. 微薄的可怜的，啊，那点可怜的的什么的钱能够负担得起的东西。
Yeah, if someone's budget allows something, then someone has enough money to buy something or pay for something he or she needs.
所以我们又学到了一个买得起的表达，就是 my budget would allow.
When you saw me, you offered me the biggest roast beef sandwich ever.And a good cup of coffee.
那会儿您看见我了以后呢，就给了我一份 offer somebody,、yeah. 提供给了我一份 biggest, 最大号的 roast beef sandwich, 烤牛肉三明治，就是我见过的最大的 ever.
Yeah, like I've never seen such a big roast beef sandwich in my life before. The biggest ever.
我从来没见过这么大的，是不是为她特意做的？
Yeah, I think that Jack made that specially for her.
啊，同时还给了我一杯 good cup of coffee, 啊，一杯香醇的咖啡。
You did not charge me anything.
同时更重要的是 ,you didn't charge, 收某人的钱。Charge me anything, 您可是一分钱都没有收我。多好啊，你看这样的人。
Jack is a very good person. So he worked there, and while he was working there, he saw her coming in, and he thought, I'm going to help that girl.
所以说当老杰克在那个地方打工的时候，看来他也是不少帮助别人，是不是？
Yeah.
像他这样的，像这位女士这样的 the girl lost her job, apartment,
yeah.
seemed homeless. 可能过不了个几天都能出现过一个。
So you started your own business, old Jack mumbled after long silence.
好，这个时候老杰克呢在一段时间的沉默 mumbled,
old Jack mumbled,
来新单词。
To mumble something means that you say something in a way that it's very, yeah, unclear what you say. It's very difficult to understand what you say. So he said like, so you start your own business. That is to mumble.
就是喃喃的咕哝的说、after a long silence, 沉默很久以后他就喃喃自语的说那你现在已经 start your own business, 自己创业了吗
Yes, I got a job that very afternoon.
我就在那天下午我就找到工作了
I worked my way up and started my own business
这个短语特别好 worked my way up、工作我的路往上这什么意思啊
Well, if you work your way up that means that you achieve a better position in the organization or company you already work in So, for example, first you are a managerAnd then you're a head manager, and then you are the vice president of the company.
工作一路往上走
Yeah.
Work my way up.
Yeah, to get promotion.
努力工作一路往上走。然后呢就开了我自己的就开创了我自己的事业 Start my own business.
She gave him a business card and said, Please go to the HR manager of my company. I'll make sure my company has a vacancy for someone just like you.
更棒的是这个时候这位女士马上掏出自己的 business card 名片就递给老杰克说请您现在呢您可以去找我们的 HR manager, 人事经理。
Yeah, a human resources manager.、
这个大家都知道简称 HR.
Yeah.
找到他以后呢 I'll make sure, 我会确保我们的公司呢有这样一个 vacancy, 空缺和空的职位。给像您这样的人 For someone just like you
Fighting back his tears Jack asked How can I ever repay your kindness? You don't have to She said
这里有个表达也很好叫做 Fighting back one's tears
Yeah, that means to try very very hard not to cry To avoid that you're going to cry Even though you really really want to cry
这个 fighting back 这短语特好它就是在努力的在怎么样在打回去
Yeah, to keep your tears in like to really do a lot of effort to not cry
在努力的抑制着克制着自己的眼泪多么的生动形象的一个短语 fighting back one's tears 这个时候杰克就努力的就这个含住自己的眼泪就说那我怎么样报答您的好意呢 How can I ever repay your kindness?
YeahTo repay is to reward someone who has helped you or was very friendly to you.
You don't have to, she said. 您不必报答她说。
While leaving, she said, Thank you for all your help, officer. On the contrary, Miss Eddie, thank you. Also for the coffee.
离开的时候这位女士呢向警官表示感谢。While leaving, she said, Thank you for all your help, officer.On the contrary, 相反 ,on the contrary, 大家知道这个短语啊。相反艾莉女士我应该感谢您还有啊感谢您给买的咖啡这位 officer 说道。
I forgot to ask you whether you used cream or sugar. That's black. I'm so sorry.
哎呦我还忘了问您呢就刚才您是否需要用 cream 加奶还是加一点糖呢不好意思给您买了一杯 That's black 黑咖啡 I'm sorry 她还觉得很抱歉
She said frowning
Frown 这个单词就是皱着眉头
Yeah, like imagine that you are studying or that you're very worried or stressed about something then you probably are frowning then you move your eyebrows a little bit close together so you form a little bit wrinkles you know
Frown 就是这个意思、yeah. 皱着眉头不好意思这个是杯黑咖啡
Please don't be. I do use more sugar than what is good for me. But this black coffee tastes as sweet as sugar, he replied.
Please don't be. 哎呦您可千万别别怎么样别客气。
Yeah.
您可千万别客气。I do use more sugar than what is good for me. 我平时呢喜欢啊 在咖啡里用放太多的糖。
Yeah, like he knows that he usually puts too much sugar and too much cream in his coffee to make it healthy.
Then what is good for me? 就是比那个我自己。
Yeah, for my health. Then what is good for my health? Then what is good for me? Like someone who is on a diet, that they will say like, yeah, I cannot eat donuts because in the past I ate more donuts than were good for me.
意思就是说 then 比我的对我的健康更多的糖。
Yeah.
但是呢这是一杯黑咖啡。哎呀简直的味道啊就跟糖是一样甜的。
Yeah.And usually, of course, everyone knows black coffee is bitter.
它是什么意思?
Well, he says this coffee tastes as sweet as sugar because he just watched like a kind of miracle happen, didn't he? Like he saw that woman being so kind and friendly to Jack. And also, how coincidental is it that these people meet each other on the street? That's like...pretty amazing, right? So, that's like the thing that he just saw happening gave him such a wonderful feeling that even very bitter coffee tastes as sweet as sugar. It's like a metaphor of saying like, yeah, it was a miracle. It was great. The world's perfect.
警官全程见证了这个事件的发生。
Yeah.
他见到了、哦、这个人间有真情哈、
yeah.
人间还有如此巧合的事情。
You can imagine, like, if you're extremely in love with someone, for example, then, like, if you eat or drink something, it doesn't matter. It's all tastes good. It still tastes great, you know? Like, that is a bit what he means.
意思就是说哎甭管这世间有多么的这种凄惨的事情发生、
yeah.
但是呢都是像黑咖啡一样 as sweet as sugar.
Yeah.
都会有那种很温暖很美好的事情发生、
yeah.
我们来谈一谈这个故事的寓意是什么、The moral of the story、
The moral of this story is of course always help someone in need and don't be prejudiced towards people who are very unfortunate such as beggars. Don't think like oh they probably deserveBeing a beggar, or they probably did not do their best at Gaokao, or they are probably thieves, they are like criminals, they should be punished for their crimes. No, no one chooses to be in a difficult position, no one chooses to be homeless or to beg on the street.
我们来总结一下。Always help someone else in need.
Yeah.
要对那些需要帮助的人呢 always help.And don't be prejudiced towards unfortunate people. 而对那些遭遇不幸的人们呢，不要过于 prejudiced, 怀有偏见。They didn't choose to be in their different difficult situation. 他没有一个人想要落到如此的境地。And one day, they might help you when you are in trouble.
Yeah.And it's usually also works like this. If you help a lot of people around you or like people you see struggling, then life kind of helps you too. Like a good example is, for example, my boyfriend. He gives a lot of like money to beggars and like does a lot of good things, helps other people a lot. But for some reason, he always knows someone when he is in trouble. Like he always knows like who to call or has someone who helps him in return.
对
It's exactly how that works. What you give to the world, you get back.
昨天的我就是今天的你
Yeah.
今天的你也有很可能是明天的我
Yeah, you never know what happens in the future too. Like what if you are in the situation...of the beggar. Like last week we already discussed how important it is to feel empathy for people, to try to place yourself in the position of someone else and like try to imagine what kind of help they need.、Mm. Well, that's exactly what this story is also about.
人各有遭遇。今天我在街头，你坐在办公室。没准明天你在街头，我在办公室。所以啊在那些在 difficult situation 当中的人呢你要是有这个心你可以去帮一把而且你也永远不会知道谁是下一个帮助你的人对不对
Yeah.
好今天的故事呢特别有意思
Definitely, definitely. Although, yeah, I mean, it's not that easy, right? I mean, it is for people also, yeah, like everyone has their things on their mind and like focus on things. So it's difficult to look around you and see like how you can help someone if you're already like, yeah, busy with your day-to-day life, but try to practice it. Look around you.
好，今天的美文故事就是这样。听直播的同学下了课以后，马上把你听完后的感受发给我。18点微信公众号推送本节目的音频和全文本。感谢大家的收听，我们下次见，拜拜。
Wish you all